Now, as part of our Zango Skyfire partnership, they are giving somebody the opportunity to win $25,000 towards their home deposit.
So, 15th of March is Skyfire. This is only a few weeks away that they're going to announce this at Skyfire, as I understand it.
Incredible.
Like, man, what an amazing opportunity.
I mean, you can have a look at all the details at zango.com.au, but this is perfect for anybody trying to get into the home ownership market.
Yeah.
We will be looking at ways to achieve home ownership in the lead up to Skyfire.
Yep.
And this morning, we have the opportunity to hear about loans that are suitable for her first home buyers. Now, Yani Pazios is a senior broker at YSP Lending. Yani, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Now, are there any specific loans designed for first home buyers?
Look, loans, not so much loans, but definitely there's some stimulus from local and federal governments for first home buyers. Generally, the federal government offers what's called the Home Guarantee Scheme, where you can buy a property with as little as a 5% deposit. And locally, you've got this concession of stamp duty. So anything up to $1 million, you pay $0 in stamp duty if you fit all the requirements.
Okay. And so then with that said, though, when choosing a loan, what should first home buyers take into consideration?
Look, I think household affordability is really important. A lot of the time you get first home buyers moving out of home without many sort of overheads. So thinking about, you know, household budgets with a loan in place is really important. I think sometimes that gets missed.
Yeah. And we spoke about this last week about all the, you know, the extra things that you need to know about going into a first home loan and house as well, or property. You know, things like, does it need a little bit of renovation? Is there some things that need fixing? All these things, like, the list just bank up, don't they, Yani?
They absolutely do. So, yeah, definitely a bit of budgeting. You're coming out of an environment where you're not paying, you know, bills or anything, and then all of a sudden you've got a loan. You know, rates, electricity, gas, water, you name it.
Got to eat.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
very important. Now, Yani, I'm not a homeowner myself, something that I'll be looking at getting into in the next couple of years. It is a massive decision. What mistakes do you see first home buyers making? Because I don't want to mess this up.
Yeah, good question. Definitely what we just touched on, so the affordability piece. So getting a really good household budget in place is important before sort of thinking about what you want to buy and how much you've got to spend. Also, not rushing the process. So going to seeing your broker or banker early on in the piece, getting an understanding of your affordability, you know, your maximum purchase price, and getting like an approval in place before you go shopping. I think that's super important to not, you know, fall behind.
That has absolutely been an ongoing theme, having everything in place in the background, ready just to press the button when you find something that is suitable for you.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, mate, finally, and you know, you've probably touched on some of it there, but what's your number one key message for first home buyers when it comes to choosing a loan?
Yep, get in early. Don't rush the process. And have a think about, you know, definitely touching on that budget stuff again, and make sure, you know, you don't sort of get yourself into something that's going to be uncomfortable moving forward.
Excellent advice. That's Yani Pazios, senior broker at YSP Lending. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great day.